بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Completed the 17th para. Alhamdulillah, Allah accept. First ayat of the Quran for that 17th para. اقترب للناس حسابهم. Allah Ta'ala says to us, the day of reckoning has come so near. Addressing to the people, not only those of Iman, in general to everyone, the whole world. But unfortunately, every one of us are ghaflat, ghafil, oblivious, careless, heedless, not interested at all. The time has come, of reckoning has come so close to us, but we have been showing no importance at all. Our way of life shows that we're thinking we're going to live in this world, there's no other world besides this world. Everything that we do in this world, the way we carry on in this world, that we're going to live all the time in this world. Yet we've been told that live in this world for that much of time, that much deity must do for this world, that we can live in this world, and prepare for that world, which is everlasting world, we must prepare for that. But the way we are carrying on, that all that what we are doing in this world, we only doing for this world, nothing for the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala is saying this, but the hisab is coming. But, and in different ways Allah Ta'ala shows it, but unfortunately we are not prepared to accept it. The way of life we are carrying on with. One is the belief, Mahazir should tell us, we have this belief that the hereafter, we have this belief that we question the Qiyamah and the Qabr, we have all that beliefs. These are all beliefs that we have in us, but we're not doing anything. We don't. Our action does not prove that. We don't show it with our action that we are waiting to believe those things. So in other words, we're not prepared for those things. Yet you must understand that Allah Ta'ala shows in different ways that is Hisab Kitab of Qiyamah is always going to come, but another big Qiyamah, that is big Qiyamah, another small Qiyamah is every day taking place. And that is death. Everyone you see, no matter who that person is, a young person, old person, sick person, non-sick person, everyone is going to pass away, they're passing away. You're looking at every day, you know, the news of those people who passed away, but what difference it made in your life? You look at all those people passing away, one young person passed away, you feel so high of a young person passed away, one very sick person passed away, everyone, they passed away, but what about your passing away? What preparation did you make for that passing away? You just wear that thing, khalas, no more important than that. When the important you show this much that I'm going to pass away, what am I going to do? What will happen to me? Another ayat was recited tonight, Ya ayyuhan nas taqur, inna zalzata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. Oh people, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas taqur, have taqwa in you. And inna zalzata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. The earthquake hour means the hour when Allah Ta'ala will bring about on the day of Qiyamah and the whole world begin to shake. Inna zaddar sa'al shayun azeem, it's a very severe, very difficult one, very, very severe one, very severe. Yawma tarawna, Allah Ta'ala, you see people, the women who will be carrying the baby, nursing the baby, they forget nursing the baby too. And those women who are carrying the baby in the stomach, that all will offload too. In other words, that will condition on the day of Qiyamah. And then you find people in this condition that they don't drunk, but they are not drunk. But in state of drunk they will be, because the punishment is so severe, Allah must protect us from that. We don't pray for those things, but remember this much, Allah is reminding us of this thing. That your eyes must open now. When will your eyes open? Everyone keeps passing away. You hear one person very, very strong, next morning he passed away. You hear another person got so much, all the money, he passed away. What is living in this world for? He left everything for others to enjoy. So in other words, we can't learn from that lesson that we have been created for the year after. What preparation we made for the year after? Your preparation for the world, your concern of this person, that person. We are concerned of those things which are not important in our life. What can happen to our children? What can happen to this person, that person? That Allah Ta'ala is Allah's decision, that is. He will look taken care of all those things. But we are concerned of that. When will bring that concern in our life? That listen, the day of Qiyam has come already. When will begin to think like that, the person passed away, I'm next to go. Where is that person prepared when the janaza is ready, that Allah, I'm happy to take this his place. What kind of condition we are in? In other words, we are completely ghafil, Allah says. In other words, we are completely careless, reckless, not concerned of the hereafter. So we have to bring that condition of us. That's why Ramadan came as a revival, alive, revive our soul, revive our iman, make our iman strong, and to begin to think that one day we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which person is happy to meet Allah ta'ala? That's why they say when that person says, Allah, I'm happy to meet you, Allah says, I'm more happy to meet you than you. When that person says, Allah ta'ala, I want you happy to meet you, Allah says, you are happy, but I'm more happy to meet you. Who is that person that got in his heart that condition? So we must be already ready for the hereafter, in other words, the day of Qiyamah. That one ayat. Then you must know the Sahaba Ikram. In the beginning, Makkah, they were going through a lot of persecution, a lot of difficulties and hardship, every kind of difficulties. They went in the Nabi Karim Sultan, that now the people are causing so much harm to us. All kind of harm they bring to us. We must like fight with them too. Nabi Sultan said, no, you cannot fight with them. For 13 years they overlooked all those difficulties. They went through so much of hardship, boycotting the rest of everything, but they're not allowed to point a finger at you. After 13 years, day after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayah down, that now you can go and fight with them. Why before they did not tell them to fight? Because Allah wanted to prepare them that when you're fighting, you must fight for me, not for yourself. But now you're going to fight for yourself. Like today is the condition that you all want to go and fight. But first, fight yourself first. Fight yourself means fight your nafs. So that was conditioned the Sahaba Ikram, they had to fight the nafs. How much they want to go and fight with other people and say, no, you cannot fight. But so say, no, you are not, in other words, you're not fit. You're not fit. That's why when Ali radiallahu anhu, when the time when he was fighting that person, when the person spat on his face, he had all the means of killing him. He left him straight away. What was the reason for that? He had that condition, intolerance. Why? The person asked him, you had all the condition to kill me. How come you left me? He said, because for the first time I was fighting for Allah. But the moment he spat on me, now I got my nafs overtook me now. Now if I kill you, I'm not killing for Allah, take Allah ta'ala, I'm killing myself. So that was the condition of Sahaba Ikram. They were in that position. They worked for 13 years. Namaz came afterwards. For 13 years, fight yourself, become so tolerant with that condition, so much sabr you can make, that when you fight, you fight for sake of Allah ta'ala. Just imagine that one Sahabi, when the time was hanged. That's why what the thing the Sahabas when we can't even talk about it too. That's why one great saint said a nice thing, he said, Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Gangohi Rahman said, that, oh Allah, give us a little bit of muhabbat the Sahaba to us. Little bit of muhabbat. But the muhabbat the Sahaba said is beyond. We can't even talk about them too. That's why we have no right to speak any bad with any Sahabi too. Well, because that Sahabi, they saw the face of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Sahabi who saw Nabi Karim, the wahi came in front of him. That Sahabi who see Nabi Karim making wudu. When the time Nabi Karim made wudu, they should all run to the water, must not leave the ground. But they must wash the same water, we use water to break. That love they had for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just imagine the time when one Sahabi was tied up, he was hanged to be crucified. And at that time Abu Sufyan told the Sahabi, how nice you felt if Nabi Karim was in your place. In other words, in that position of being crucified, that Sahabi said, leave alone, how nice. I will not allow even in his own house, if a torn pricks him, I cannot take that too. That kind of muhabbat they had. In a time of battlefield, they come, every Sahabi come in front of Nabi so that he must not be killed. We can be killed, he cannot be killed. Just look after him like that. Every corner the Sahabi come, every corner they come, fight is coming on, but he, the Sahaba in front of him, we shield you, that's the love they have, that we can die, but he will not die. When the time in the battlefield, the people have passed away, the ladies should ask the question, when the time the question came, that is your son has passed away, they should say, leave my son, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the beginning he told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to go and fight with the people, he said they allowed him. But then he got so much hiding in the Kaabatullah that the people carried him and took him like he was going to pass away. The time when he came to his senses, he told the people, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He got a shock. He's so sick, how is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So those people who came to fetch him at that time, they did not accept Islam. So they were not prepared to accept Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they got so angry with Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and they left him and told the mother to do not eat food also. Why is he talking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? But just imagine at that time too, he did not eat food. He can, one person comes and tell him that Rasulullah is still okay. He says, I'm not happy till I go and see him. are not in that condition where he's dying, and yet he woke up. That's why muhabbat is something else. And they came, took him to Rasulullah and looked at him, and that was sufficient for him. He was smiling, but was so hurt that how much harm they caused to him. But I'm just trying to show you that muhabbat that the Sahabas had for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to be very careful when we talk of the Sahabas. Likewise, one time Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, some group estate sent to a certain place, and the king got hold of them. And so happened that the king wanted to call him, the Christian king, he called one of the Sahabis and told him, "You must accept Christianity." He says, "Over my dead body, I will never accept Christianity." How strong they were. The moment now he said that, okay, if that's the case, then now we have to put a fire and put all of those over there, must put in a fire. Oil, you know oil? Boiling oil. Sahaba, the threw in the water, the oil, and this Sahabi looking there too. Now the king says to him, "Now what you say? Is your turn now to go into the fire too, in the oil?" And when they take him into the oil, he starts crying. So they brought him back to the king, says he's crying. So the king thought maybe now he'll change his mind, you know, because you know that maybe that's a very difficult task of putting oil. So he asked him, "Why are you crying for?" He says, "Now you accept in Christianity." He said, why were you crying? He said, "I'm crying because I got only one life." I said, "Your life was 20,000, any amount of life, all my life I go in the oil. In that oil I'm prepared to give all my life." When the king heard that, he said, "Hey, these people, we can't talk to him." So he forgot about the oil again, and the king told him that, "Okay, do me one favor. Kiss my forehead, I'll free you." So he said, "I kiss your forehead, you free me. Will you free me or free all your captives?" All those what? Captives? Free them all. He said, "I will free them all." So the Sahabi kissed the forehead, and all the Sahabi were freed. When he went to Madinah to Munawwara, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was told that this incident took place. The Sahabi said, Abu Umar was so happy, he said, "Now he called us all the Sahaba," they said, I will kiss his forehead first, and all of you must kiss his forehead. But that was the muhabbat they had. The love was something else. Where is our love? We must have little bit love. We can't talk about their love. Their love is beyond. But we have little bit love of the Sahaba Ikram for Nabi Karim. So Allah must give us that muhabbat. So just imagine, this ayat was recited, that after that only, the ayat was said that they were so, iman was so strong that Allah said that when they hear the Quran Sharif, they become inspired in fear and hear the Quran Sharif. With inspiration, they have to fear Allah. Second, they were always having sabr when any position they came in. Any difficulty they faced, they were prepared to make sabr. They showed you their actions, what difficulties they underwent, but how much sabr they make. But what sabr we are making? Are we really making sabr? We are not making no sabr at all. And the third one, he said this much, that no matter what happens, that they make salah on time. They make salah on time, no matter what it is. And the fourth thing is, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives them, they spend in the power of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a quality of the iman, who have pakka iman. Allah must give tawfiq of acting on the same thing. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور الدنيا وأتنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسن الخلق والرضا. اللهم كل دنيا مسلمان وكل عزت ہر قسم کی فتنہ سے حفاظت ہو جائے دونوں جہان میں کیا پر بھی اللہ تعالیٰ پریشانی ہوتی ہے مسلمانوں کو اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو خوب ترقی نصیب کرے گمراہ فرمائے اور اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو کامیاب نصیب کرے جو بھی بیماری ہے ان کو جو بیمار ہے ان کو چھپایا عطا پرہزدار ہے پرہزاد جو پریشانی ہوئے پریشانی دور کر دنیا میں ہر مسلمانوں کو خوب ترقی نصیب کرے صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم احمد کی